I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Hi, buddy. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Maddie. Good morning, Brantley. I missed you guys last week. I'm really glad to see you this morning. And Sawyer, I see your brother so proudly sticking up, or at least he was. There he is. And your baby girl cousin nestled in your aunt's tummy. Congratulations. So when you came into church this morning, did you notice anything different in the sanctuary? Did you notice something different? What did you notice, Sawyer? The Christmas tree, yes. Yesterday, quite a few people came and put up the tree and decorated it with those ornaments. Those are special ornaments called chrismons. Did you notice anything else that was different? Jesus. Jesus? Oh, you want to know where Jesus is. So you noticed the nativity and the manger is empty. Well, Jesus is not going to be in the manger until Christmas Eve, because that's the night that we celebrate Jesus being born. So when we celebrate Jesus being born, we're going to put him in the manger. That's a good question, Maddie. Did you notice anything different over here? The Advent wreath? And how many candles are there with this Advent wreath? There are five. There are three blue, one pink, and the white one in the middle. So Advent, which is the season we're in, the color for Advent is blue, so you'll see blue paraments and my blue stole and these blue candles. Blue is the color for the season of Advent. Advent lasts for four Sundays, and they all come right before Christmas. And blue is the color of hope. And we hope for Jesus to come, and so that's why we have blue. And I wanted to show you what I got in the mail this week. This is a calendar, and you may have heard me say that today is the first day of the new year in the church calendar. And you might say, but wait a minute, I thought New Year's Day was January 1st. Well, it is, but in the church, we have a different calendar because we have a different story to tell. We get to tell the story of Jesus and of God's love. And so in our calendar, it starts with Advent. And you'll see Advent is written in blue. It starts with Advent. And these are the four Sundays before Christmas. But wait a minute. Why does Christmas have 12 days instead of just one day? Because we need more days to celebrate Jesus being born than just one. It's such an amazing, wonderful thing that God did, that Jesus came to be human and be among us, that we need 12 days to celebrate Christmas. And so I just wanted to show you that we are in a new season called Advent. And during Advent, we get to wait for the birth of Jesus. And we're going to get to light Advent candles. And we're going to talk about hope and waiting. And if you did not get candles for an Advent wreath at home, if you want to have an Advent wreath at home, they're in the fellowship hall. Make sure you get some after worship. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for each other. Thank you for Jesus. And for giving us the opportunity to share the story of Jesus. And God's love for us and the whole world. God's love for us and the whole world. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go to Children's Church with Kelly.